Good morning, everyone. Matt Tafiti with Realty Executives Elite Homes in Nutley, New Jersey. And today is February 8th, and we just saw the Fed push the interest rate another quarter basis point. So my opinion is the next meeting they're going to push it again another quarter, and then possibly keep it the way it is the following meeting, all depending on which way inflation goes. Job numbers were good, very well, better than expected, and that's a good thing. But the issue I'm having in my area, in my town, is still an issue of inventory. And I did a video the other day on my channel on YouTube, Living in Nutley, and I was talking about the importance of comps. And do comps really have that much of an impact on property that's being sold when you're in a deficit market? And what I mean by a deficit market is the demand is high, but the supply is low. Last time I checked in Nutley, which was yesterday, we had like 15 homes that were active on the market. A couple have come on and a couple have come off. And we're looking at an interest rate that's floating around 6% at the present moment. And any home that goes on the market is being sold as a premium or at a premium. And that's the big issue. It's a pure supply and demand thing where there's not enough homes to quell the demand. And until we get more homes on the market in town, home prices are going to stay elevated, and the buyer pool for their homes, or for those homes, are going to get smaller. And that's what the interest rate has done. I know some parts of the country were not part of it, where home prices have took a nosedive, but we are not seeing that in Nutley. We're not seeing that in town. If anything, right now, it's still a seller's market. And the last time I checked, the absorption rate was about a month and a half, 1.8 months, maybe a little lower now. But a normal market is an absorption rate of 5 to 6 months. We're nowhere near that right now. And the reason why is because people have a great mortgage rate and it's affordable and they don't have a need to put their home on the market. So that's what we're dealing in town right now. We still have a lack of inventory. We need a lot more homes to hit the market in order to get us balanced out. If you have any questions about that, Matt Tafiti, Realty Executives, Elite Homes. Have a great day. Hey, good morning, everyone. Matt Tafiti with Realty Executives, Elite Homes. Welcome to my inconsistent podcast. But only time I record one of these is if I feel like I have something to say. It's early in the morning. I'm heading towards an early morning listing appointment. And this is going to be for real estate agents. It's probably going to be one of the most raw podcasts I've ever done. If I have some explicit language, please forgive me. But I feel I have to give my heart to this one and speak from the heart, because I'm in an industry that I really care about. And I do believe that there's a lot of realtors out there that are feeling the pinch from the post-COVID market, and they don't know what to do. And if you're one of those realtors, sit tight. Give me a couple minutes, and hopefully I can add some value to your business, your life, whatever it may be. One day I just may take all this knowledge I got crammed in my skull and put it in book format. One day, when I have some time. But hopefully, you'll get some value from this podcast we're about to listen to. And let's get right to it. So we know, if you're a realtor and you got involved in the business in the last 3 years, or maybe you got your license when COVID lockdown was in and you could take it from home and all that, and homes were pretty easy to sell after March of the end of March 2020, because a lot of people were basically fleeing the more congested areas and didn't want to live in Manhattan, didn't want to live in Jersey City and so on. But now it's 2023 and your business looks a lot different now. And deals are fewer and farther in between. And even in my business, I see it. So I had to change up my tactics. I had to change up my marketing. I had to change up the game plan. And I'm hoping that when you get done listening to this podcast, you have some takeaways. And not only is it going to increase your bottom line, but it's also going to help you decrease your marketing budget and the money you're spending on stupid shit, like Zillow ads and Realtor.com ads and all that garbage. Let me just preface this with, don't buy fucking leads, because those leads are being sold to someone else as well. I don't give a shit what they tell you. They're squeezing every penny out of that lead they get. And if you're paying for Zillow leads, stop. If you're locked up in a contract, cancel your credit card. Fuck Zillow. Don't let them take your hard-earned money. I'm going to give you some tactics on how you could generate your own leads while building your own brand. And like I said, this is a raw conversation. Whether you like me, dislike me, I don't really care. But what I'm telling you is what you need to do to start putting your business in the, number one, the right perspective, and do the marketing that's going to net you the business and build your brand. These are the things that they don't teach you in real estate school. And these are the things that courses want to charge you thousands of dollars for. And these are the things that these guru and coaches want to charge you thousands of dollars for. But I'm here to tell you, stop spending money on anything right now. Just stop. And let's start with a base, okay? Let's talk about creating awareness. Did they teach you how to create awareness if you're an EXP agent, Keller Williams agent? Or are they just teaching you how to go and build teams and come up with a logo and call yourself a fucking brand? Let's stop the bullshit right now. Okay? I'm going to give it to you right now. Number one, create awareness. If nobody knows what you do for a living, nobody will use you. I'm going to say that again. If nobody knows what you do for a living, they're not going to use you. I'm going to pause for a couple seconds. Did you think about that? Now, how do you create awareness? First, let me back up a bit. We've all felt the pinch of an aunt, uncle, brother, sister listing their home and not coming to you. If you haven't, you haven't been in this game long enough. Okay? Awareness. Where can we start building awareness? Very simple. Tactical. Facebook. Instagram. YouTube. And we'll get into YouTube deeper. LinkedIn. Snapchat. TikTok. And all these tools cost how much? $0. $0. Don't complain about the algorithm. It's free. And it's one way to create attention. So, now the next question is, okay, I have all these accounts. What do I do with them? Well, you start curating content if you can't create your own content right now. And what I mean by that is going out, looking up, going this beautiful tool called Google, and pull up some information about buying a home, selling a home, share it on those sites, and throw your two cents in, your comments, okay? And don't forget, the most important thing you could do on social when you're doing this is you want to create engagement. You want to create dialogue with people. That's why it's called social fucking media, people. You want to create dialogue. I'm constantly looking for good headlines, good content to put out there, bordering controversial. I stay away from politics and religion because it doesn't serve my business, and there's no need for to interject that. Unless something happens that's relative to real estate. But I stay away from those subjects. I'm constant with my content. It's purpose-driven, all right? Whether you like me, love me, you know, some of my posts, people hate me for them because it didn't agree with what they said, or maybe I came off cocky in a video or a post or whatever. That's okay. That's okay. You got to find your flow state. You got to pull out your inner genius, and you got to start working at it, okay? It took me a lot of years to figure this out. Awareness. And that is the basis. That's the foundation of your brand. A lot of people think brand is a logo. Brand is not a fucking logo. Brand is a constant promise to the consumer. Your consistency, like when you think Mercedes, or you think, I don't know, Apple. You think about these brands. When you think about them, you feel quality. That's a brand. Not so much the logo. Too many realtors start with, I'm going to build a team. Fuck the team. You're the team. Start with you. Start with your foundation. You can't build a team if you don't have a good foundation. That's like trying to build a skyscraper on a shitty foundation. It's going to collapse. And there's been too much of this team shit in the last couple of years, in my opinion, and realtors really haven't honed in and focused on building their own brand and treating their business like a business. All right? That's a whole nother subject. So, the other thing you can do, all right, Facebook, Instagram is great. With Instagram, it's more of a visual. And don't forget to work native in these platforms. Don't try to create one piece of content and then try repurposing it across the brands. It doesn't work. That's why right now YouTube Shorts is a great tool because it's so native. You could do it in the app, but you could also take that video and then share it on TikTok, you know, Facebook. Facebook Reels is a big opportunity right now, all right? So you don't have to have an amazing camera. You don't have to be Fellini. You don't have to be Scorsese to do video. The little device you have in your hand is good enough. Some of the videos I've shot have gotten over 4,000 or 5,000, you know, views just on my handhold, held, you know, my freaking device in my hand. Wasn't anything more than that. It doesn't have to be a award-winning production. Better do it and get it done. But the content has to pique the consumer's interest. Like, for instance, I shot one today. It was a 12-second clip. It was a short. And it was about, very simple, I was targeting home sellers. How can I get more money for my home? How can I sell my home fast? The process of selling a home. First-time home sellers. You see all these subjects? All these topical subjects that people are interested in. This is the content you should be putting out there. Don't go out there and put out stupid fucking dance videos on TikTok. Don't make realtors look stupid. All right? If you were going to have heart surgery and you went on TikTok and saw your heart surgeon doing a dance, would you use that guy to do your surgery? Think about that. I want you guys to think like a professional, not like a fucking buffoon. So all the TikTok videos out there and the dancing videos, you know, I'm not partial to those. And if you're a professional, treat yourself like a professional. People want professional service. They don't want a clown selling their $2 million home. I'm sorry. It may get a lot of attention, but at the end of the day, I don't think it makes you look like a professional. So let's get back to the formats or the platforms. So we're talking about Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube. YouTube being the big one. There's long-form content and slow-form content. There's podcasts like this. There's blogs you can write content on. I guess what I'm getting at to is you should be producing 10 to 20 pieces of content per day. And you could do that very easily. You know, oh, that's too much. Well, you want to build your business, you got to do the work. And I think a lot of people look for the shortcut or try to outsource their social media. And I've tried that. I've tried outsourcing my social media, and it's just a bunch of shit. And it doesn't work because social media should be personal. It should be from the heart, and it should come from you. These are the things you should be doing. Forget about paying for leads. Forget about paying companies because they love to spend your money. Forget all that shit. Get back to basics. Start producing your own content. And do it on a daily basis. This is where you're going to start. Do the work. Have the power. Do not the work. Have not the power. I hope you enjoyed this little motivational kind of, I guess, podcast, whatever it is. But this is for your agents that are struggling right now. And if you have any questions, Matt Defeaty, Realty Executives, Elite Homes. Have a great day. Bye-bye.